WDRC FM, Hartford.
It is 32 degrees in Hartford at 6 o'clock. We have clouds today, breezy and cool, the high in the upper 40s. I'm Marianne O'Hare, DRC FM News. Well, today is a holiday in Iraq marking the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. Tens of thousands of Iraqis marched in Shia holy cities on the urging of militant cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has called on his militiamen, the army and police, to oust American forces there. Of course, that symbol of the fall of Baghdad, that statue of Saddam Hussein coming tumbling down, still resonates with Iraqis there. Six Canadian soldiers were among seven NATO troops killed in Afghanistan yesterday. It's a reminder of the resurgent Taliban more than 5 years after they were driven from power. Even gasoline industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says she's surprised by the continuing rise in gas prices. A gallon of self-serve regular costs about 18 cents more than it did just 2 weeks ago. Lundberg says a lack of refining capacity is apparently to blame. Federal judge who sentenced former Bridgeport Senator Ernest Newton to 5 years in prison for corruption will be hearing arguments today for a